I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the docks in Morro Bay, and we're here with the owner of Virge's Landing.
Hi, my name's Denise. Hey, great to meet you.
You too. So, Virge's Landing is much more than a landing. It's take you out in the ocean on fishing boats. Tell us about your operation.
Well, we have a number of fishing boats that they call them party boats, and we take them out onto the ocean. The trips vary time-wise.
What would be the shortest fishing trip you could sign up for?
Probably a four-hour trip. But we're very flexible, so today we actually have a group out there who half of them are doing whale watching and the other half are fishing. But they only went out for 4 hours, which isn't a usual charter we'd do.
And the cost to go out for your shorter adventures, it's not that much. It's pretty affordable, isn't it?
That's correct. Bruce, what do we charge for our trip?
Bruce, your full name?
Bruce Harwood. We do a twilight trip, usually during the summer on Saturdays, that run from anywhere from 1 to 5, 2 to 6, something like that. That's $49, and that's for your spot in the boat and the bait. Rod rental and tackle setups and a one-day fishing license if you need it is an additional cost.
You mentioned whale watching. You do a tandem adventures, and tell us more about the whale watching.
Well, obviously the whales, the blue whales, humpback whales, migrate past Morro Bay. But unfortunately for us, they're doing that at the same time as the rock fishing is really good off the coast here. So we're always torn. We do refer a lot of our whale watching business to subsea tours.
And that they specialize in that, just watching, not fishing.
That's correct. That's all they do. And Kevin used to work for Virge's Landing, so we have a good relationship with them as well.
Talk to us about the experience of going out fishing. Who would go and what you might catch?
Well, typically it's a pretty big cross section. We get people that have never been fishing before, and we've got people that go out with us two or three times a week every week.
So there are those who show up, they have no bait, they have no tackle, they have no rods or reels.
And they've never done anything like this before. And what happens is when they get on the boat, I assure everybody, the two deckhands are on the boat to assist you. If you need anything from them, just ask. They give a short tutorial on the fishing style that they're going to be doing, about dropping to the bottom, baiting the hooks, all that kind of stuff. So, and then they're there, you know, helping people as the day goes on.
I presume that you have some really early morning departure.
Oh, yes, we do. And it's a really good thing that our manager, Bruce, likes to get up early, because sometimes he's at work by 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really? Wow.
Our earliest boat normally leaves at 5 o'clock. If we're expecting adverse weather conditions, sometimes the captains will say, well, we'll leave a couple of hours earlier and we'll change the trip and call everybody and try and beat the wind.
Let's talk about that for a moment, because typically calm in the morning and windier in the afternoon.
Typically, yes, that's the case. Although, you know, if the wind's just going to pick up to 10 or 15 knots, that usually doesn't affect the fishing. It's when we see the forecast and they're calling for gusts 25 to 30 in the afternoon, we call the people and move the trip up sooner so they get a good fishing experience. And the other reason we leave early in the morning is the long-range trip that we do up to Big Sur.
How long does it take to run up there?
About 3.5 hours.
So the journey of getting there itself would be really cool and a lifetime adventure.
Well, seeing the coastline from the water instead of driving along the one highway. A little bit of a long ride up there, but the fishing up there is incredible, and it's worth the ride.
Talk to us in some detail about the fish themselves, the different species, and maybe the different events that you have around the fishing.
We have a company-sponsored lingcod tournament. It's named after John Rowley, one of the longtime skippers for Virge's Landing. It's called John Rowley's Biggest Baddest Lingcod Tournament. And the way that works is the largest lingcod caught on any of our boats on a week's time, Monday through Sunday, qualifies that person for a fish-off. That's going to occur the second Saturday in December. That's the money trip. It's a $10,000 jackpot. First place takes $5,000. Second place is $3,000. Third place is $2,000.
That'd be a good day fishing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's all a free trip for all the qualifiers. All the food and beverages are provided. We get goodie bags, tournament T-shirts, donated items from some of our vendors, raffles on the boat. It's a pretty good deal. We've got a lot of compliments on it. We do have the largest, best stock tackle shop in the Central Coast area.
I believe it. It's huge.
So, you know, we get a lot of people now. They know we're carrying real, you know, high decent quality and higher quality fishing tackle. I've got people calling me saying, hey, I want to order this, I want to order that. We're dealers directly with the manufacturers for several product lines, including Akuma and Daiwa. So we have a really good variety of items to offer to fishermen.
For further information, how would somebody find out more on the web?
They can go to our website, vergeslanding.com, or they can find us on Facebook under Verges Landing. We've got a huge following on Facebook, and that's where we post a lot of our photographs. Every day we post our fish count on there as well, so Facebook would be the place to go and take a look and see what we're doing out here and the big fish we're catching.
So before we go, you're a South African girl, and how did you wind up here in California and then become the skipper of a whole fishing company?
Well, it's a long story. I'm an RN by profession. I came out here in the 90s. There was a huge nursing shortage out here, so companies were recruiting all over. Obviously, South Africa was one of those places. So I came out here, I nursed in the hospitals for a while, traveled around the country doing travel nurse contracts, and had a great time, saw a lot of the US, it was great. Then I started a home care company down in Los Angeles and ended up buying another one in Bakersfield. And in Bakersfield, I met the owner of the other landing in town. It just blossomed from there, and I ended, you know, he talked me into coming out here and buying a boat. And then the old owner of Verges Landing approached me. She was wanting to retire, and I purchased the landing.
From nursing to fishing, I love it.
My dad was actually at sea his whole life, so I do have
you
sea legs.
Yeah, you grew up with that.
I did, and I've always loved fishing.
And he was out of Cape Town?
He was out of Cape Town, he was out of Durban, he was out of Saldanha Bay, which is on the west coast of South Africa. But he's Dutch, he's from Holland, so that's where he joined the Merchant Navy initially, but he's been at sea his whole life.
Well, thanks again for sharing.
An absolute pleasure.
Mine too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.